USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christians around the globe are celebrating Christmas Day today, but it's also happening in space. Six astronauts living aboard the International Space Station are celebrating. Americans Andrew Morgan and Christina Koch have stockings, Santa hats, and even some special food for the day.
Well, Thanksgiving, we just had turkey, so for this holiday, we have special smoked salmon.
We had to come all the way to space to try to get away from fruitcake, but it didn't work. We got some anyway.
We have hot apple cider and hot cocoa.
Last night, Pope Francis celebrated Christmas with a message of love and a reminder that no one is perfect. As he delivered the Mass from St. Peter's Basilica, he told people, "You may have mistaken ideas, you may have made a complete mess of things, but the Lord continues to love you." This is USA Radio News.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
The arrival of another invasive species is bad news for honeybees. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
It's the first time this enemy of the honeybee has been spotted in the United States. Agricultural officials in Washington State have issued a pest alert and a warning about a possible infestation of the Asian giant hornet. The Asian giant hornet, with its yellow head, can be nearly 2 inches long, with a wingspan of 3 inches and a stinger that's about 6 millimeters long. The hornets feed on honeybees and can quickly destroy an entire hive. It's presumed these hornets were probably stowaways on a ship that crossed the Pacific. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And if jolly old St. Nick hasn't made it to your neighborhood, remember, you can track Santa through the North American Aerospace Defense Command as they're tracking him as he makes his Christmas Eve journey across the globe at NORADSanta.org. This is USARadio.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Sick and tired of electronic robocalls? Congress may have the solution. With more, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Senate approved a bill to crack down on robocalls, sending to President Trump a measure meant to combat a persistent and costly problem for Americans. The bill, which the president is expected to sign, would stiffen enforcement and require that phone companies offer free consumer tools to identify and block scam calls. It also calls for tougher fines when individuals violate the law.
Robert Glenn Jr. Johnson, who won 50 NASCAR Cup Series races as a driver and 132 as an owner, and was also part of the inaugural class inducted into the NASCAR Hall of Fame in 2010, has died at age 88. He had been reportedly in declining health and entered hospice care earlier this week. A native of North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, Johnson, whose origins were in bootlegging moonshine, was named one of NASCAR's greatest drivers in 1968 after a 14-year career that ended in 1966 and included a win in the 1960 Daytona 500. He was immortalized as the last American hero in an Esquire magazine feature written by Tom Wolfe in 1965 and later in a 1973 movie adaptation starring Jeff Bridges. Remember that you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.